For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson spent 32 years serving the U.S. government as a Customs, Border, and Air Interdiction Officer. He retired last year as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
Now, this is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Drug trafficking is a worldwide problem. The L.A. Times last month reported that more than 10 heavily armed men ambushed a police vehicle on a busy thoroughfare near downtown Tijuana. The wild shootout resulted in the death of one officer and left a flower vendor and a taxi driver injured or unintended consequences. A police commander narrowly escaped the attack, but the next morning, gunmen again caught up with the commander, and this time they didn't miss. His handcuffed body was found in an empty lot, disfigured by more than 100 gunshot wounds. He was the 19th Mexican law enforcement officer to be killed this year in Tijuana, Mexico. Many were slain after the August capture of alleged drug lord Francisco Javier Alellano Felix, who many experts believe had triggered a battle for control of the lucrative narcotics trade in the city. Former Mexican President Vicente Fox, and what he called the mother of all battles, sent thousands of federal police to clean up the violent U.S. border town of Nuevo Laredo. Drug-related killings have since increased. Mexico's drug problems have risen to crisis levels as the country's cartels have grown in size and strength in the past 5 years. In an interview from a Mexico City prison with the Washington Post in 2002, Benjamin Arellano Felix reportedly said, "When something is out of reach, it's more interesting to people. If drugs were like cigarettes or alcohol, there wouldn't be a black market, and it would put an end to the coppers." His arrest was supposed to make a difference. It did. It caused more violence. Recently, his brother Francisco was arrested, and it was supposed to make a difference. It did. It caused more violence. One brother was killed in a shootout, and another brother remains active in the cartel. According to various reports, this year there have been more than 2,000 murders linked to drug trafficking in Mexico, as well as 6 journalists murdered for reporting on the drug gangs. And in the past 10 years, 256 United States police officers have been lost due to drug violence. The violence and problems associated with illegal drugs and the war on drugs affects much more than just the United States. The problem is now global, and more countries are desperately seeking alternatives to the current policies. Let's work together to change this failed public policy and help build a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
As I've said many times before, we, the members of LEAP, are willing to come speak to you, your organization, your church, anyone about the need to change this policy. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.